Harper Audio presents A Night to Surrender by Tessa Dare, performed by Carolyn Morris. For my mom, with love, healer, scholar, writer, role model, friend. Chapter 1. Sussex, England. Summer 1813. Bram stared into a pair of wide, dark eyes, eyes that reflected a surprising glimmer of intelligence. This might be the rare female a man could reason with. "Now then," he said, "we can do this the easy way, or we can make things difficult." With a soft snort, she turned her head. It was as if he'd ceased to exist. Bram shifted his weight to his good leg, feeling the stab to his pride. He was a lieutenant colonel in the British Army, and at over 6 feet tall, he was said to cut an imposing figure. Typically, a pointed glance from his quarter would quell the slightest hint of disobedience. He was not accustomed to being ignored. "Listen sharp, now." He gave her ear a rough tweak and sank his voice to a low threat. "If you know what's good for you, you'll do as I say." Though she spoke not a word, her reply was clear. "You can kiss my great woolly arse." "Confounded sheep." "Ah, the English countryside, so charming, so fragrant." Colin approached, stripped of his London best topcoat, wading hip-deep through the river of wool. Blotting the sheen of perspiration from his brow with his sleeve, he asked, "I don't suppose this means we can simply turn back?" Ahead of them, a boy pushing a handcart had overturned his cargo.